This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stand by for that. Right now, we're going to go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bring in friend of the show from Hoops Wire. His name is Sam Amico. With the Cavaliers getting set to open the season tonight at Memphis. Here we go. NBA season is upon us, Sammy. Are you pumped? Are you psyched? Can you feel the heat?
You know what's sad is that accurately describes all of my feelings. I am very excited about the start of the season and the Cavaliers. So I can't deny it.
What's the exciting part? What are you most interested in? Evan Mobley, the development of the other young guys? What?
Oh, no, I think, I mean, you just look at the five, you know, youngest guys with Sexton and Garland and Isaac Okoro and Mobley, who I really like what I've seen in the limited time from him, and Jared Allen. Those five guys, to me, I know they haven't won much in the last 3 years, 19, 22 games. And I don't suspect they're going to win a ton this year, but I think if everything's clicking with those guys, it's very intriguing. I think Mobley, obviously the highest pick of, you know, the post-LeBron era and Kobe Altman's tenure, has a huge upside. I just think that there's a lot of positivity around it. Now, granted, it could go south, but I'm staying positive for right now, and I just think that watching those five and see how they fit together is going to be very exciting. And I like the addition of Markkanen as well.
As you look at the starting lineup right now for the Cavaliers, what Garland, Sexton, Okoro, Mobley, Allen, right? If we agree on that? That should be the starting five tonight?
I'm hearing talk that Markkanen could start ahead of Okoro. I don't think it really makes much of a difference. But if it does, I mean, you're talking you got 2 7-footers
right.
And a 6'11 guy in the starting lineup. So that's a possibility. But, yeah, I mean, those six guys that we mentioned are all part of what they hope is, a long-term core.
Those six guys are the core. That's my question here is just trying to find the core again. And, you know, steadfast, I would think Mobley is the number one guy in that core now or no?
Well, not yet. But ideally, he's going to have the type of talent to be – you know, a franchise-altering guy. He's obviously very young. He needs to get in the weight room, which is just fine. But, you know, we saw in the preseason some of the things he was able to do. He can block and alter shots. He was their leading rebounder in the preseason, I believe, and the only guy to get a double-double on the Cavs in the preseason. So I think that, you know, the upside has definitely already shown itself in flashes. Yeah, you know, sometimes on a team you don't have a clear-cut number one, and that's okay. But he certainly has the potential to be that guy, they believe, the Cavaliers believe. And you know, I think that going into the draft, a lot of scouts thought that too. So, he's reason to get excited. Everybody talks about him being kind of like a Chris Bosh type. And you can certainly see the comparisons there, young Chris Bosh. What Bosh used to do with the Toronto Raptors, Mobley has that type of game.
Sam, if you take a look at what I think are the five or six key young guys here that you move forward with, and you know it's that whole talent acquisition sorted out stuff. Mobley and Okoro are 20. Garland is still only 21. Sexton's 22. Allen's 23, and Markkanen's 24. That in and of itself, I think, is awesome. That in and of itself usually doesn't win in the NBA. So are Kevin Love, Ricky Rubio, Ed Davis, who I can't imagine will play a whole lot, but he's here, Denzel Valentine, is there enough veteran leadership, enough veteran presence on this team to bring those guys along. And how long do you wait when you have a young group like that before, like Phoenix made a move and they went out and got Chris Paul, you know, they busted up their young core, kind of sorted through it for a while and then brought in that piece to try and get them over the top. That's what it looks like moving down the road, I would think. But is there enough veteran presence now to bring those young guys along the way you'd like?
I think that there's, first of all, the bench is going to be with assuming Kevin Love is content and healthy and Rubio and either Markkanen or Coro, the bench is going to be a lot better than we've seen it in quite some time, at least in the non-LeBron era. So definitely they have the veteran presence. I think Rubio's presence is going to be very underrated, just what he showed in the preseason. He is a true leader. He doesn't mind coming off the bench and helping the young guards and guiding them along, as well as helping you win some games. He still has that ability. But that's kind of a wait and see thing. Is there, you know, they don't have a Chris Paul, obviously, to kind of push them to another level. They have some pretty decent bench veterans, I'll put it that way. You know, this is the year you're going to figure it out. You have to figure it out in terms of, is this the unit that we're going to move forward with? Are we competitive enough? They're not going to win many games for the reason you mentioned, Jeff, because young teams don't win in the NBA. If they do, they don't sustain it for very long. So, you either keep taking your lumps and hope you keep your job, or you find another guy to come in and kind of push you to another level, get the fans really excited and behind you again. And I think the fans are behind them now, but you know, you start 12 and say 20, 25, that kind of wanes and you're pointing fingers and all that stuff starts regardless of youth or promise. It's, you don't have to win a lot of games, but if you're the Cavs, you have to show that you're capable of doing that within the next year or two. You don't get long in sports. That's just the way it goes. And, you know, I don't make the rules. That's just the NBA. You're not going to get very long. And they've had, as I just listed their records, they've had 3 years already where they've been pretty bad record-wise. So this is the year that they're going to figure out a lot of things. And I think by the All-Star break in February or by the trade deadline in February, they're going to have to say, you know what, this is the core that we're moving forward with, because they're showing that within the next year or two, they're going to be true, if not contenders in the Eastern Conference, they're going to have a shot to be this year's Atlanta Hawk. And right now, you know, they're not there yet, but they have to show that. If not, they'll make some moves, and they know that, because, look, you're in, what, year three, year four now. You don't get 10 years. You don't get to say, you know what, we're going to be good when you're all 84 years old. You have to start showing some promise.
Well, the senior NBA has been pretty tough lately, so I don't know. At 84, they might be able to do that. Listen,
this is true.
All right, so to help me out, Sam. What should I expect? Like, I don't want to get my heart broken. If I don't want to get my heart broken as a Cavs fan, I should hope they blank.
Win 20.
20?
You know, I'm just going basically on how they're currently constructed. Youth doesn't win very much. What you want to hope for and what your goal is, if you're the Cavs, is, and I hate to hear this, but it's not based on wins and losses so much as it is, are we competitive? Are we in games? Are we showing signs that, you know what, we got something really cool here? And once these guys learn how to win and once they age, I mean, frankly, the starting five, if you have Okoro in there, isn't really much older than most college teams. So you have to accept that they're not going to win a ton of games, and they're one of the youngest teams in the league. So you can't really place wins and losses the way this roster is constructed. But you can say, are these guys making progress? Are Sexton and Garland better than they were last year? Is Okoro better than he was last year? Do all these pieces fit together? that's going to be a huge thing. They're going to spend a big part of the season figuring out whether Garland and Sexton are indeed the long-term answers next to each other. They love both players individually. They showed signs of being a fit, but they don't know. And there's a lot of unknown. So when there's this much unknown and you're this young, you're not going to win that much. Are you going to be okay with that?
Sammy, the deadline came and went for Colin Sexton to sign a contract extension. What do you think his future is like in Cleveland? Where do you think this goes?
Well, first of all, I don't think that's a huge deal. This year there was an NBA record 11 extension signed in the offseason, so it shows you that it doesn't really happen that often, and it's not that big of a deal when it doesn't happen. But I think it does say we're still figuring out whether or not he's the leading scorer and the, you know, really the main option on a winning team. We know he's a good volume scorer on a team that doesn't win many games, but is he, you know, the top option on a team that is a playoff-worthy team? They're not saying no. They're just not saying yes. They're saying maybe. And I think that they want to pay him accordingly. And frankly, this is the year they're going to figure that out. They have to make a decision. Or it could end up being, you know, they explored some trades during the offseason with him. I don't think anything ever got close. I think they were very hesitant to actually pull a trigger on a Sexton trade. But they did look into it and consider it and talk about it. You know, that's out there. That said, they haven't given up on it. You know, and this is the year that you're going to figure it out. You have to figure out, again, is he the long-term leading scorer on a team that starts to win games? I don't know that they know the answer to that yet. And if not, you could be looking at a Colin Sexton trade during the season. You could be looking at a Lonzo Ball type of sign-and-trade. He was a restricted free agent as well, as Sexton will be after the season. You could be looking at that. So his long-term future in Cleveland, as you know, without a contract extension, is still up for debate. And I think that's okay. That's, you know, what you should be doing when you're not winning games, you're young, and he's a very unique player in the sense that he's really a 6'1 scoring guard. He's not a true point guard, and he scores very well.
Kevin Love is 33. He's been a Cav longer than he was a Minnesota Timberwolf, and he appears to be coming off the bench this year. What's the future hold for Kevin?
Right now, they're happy to be stuck together because that's just where they are. He's making the most of a situation, which nobody who's 33 years old wants to be coming off the bench on a team that's rebuilding. That's, you know, and you can't blame them for that. And frankly, they don't really, their preference would be to be able to move on from him, but because of the contract, 2 years, $60 million, they're just not going to be able to do that right now. So I think both sides are determined to make the best of a situation that's less than ideal. And in order to do that, Kevin Love has to play well with the minutes he's given. And, you know, the Cavs have to kind of allow him the freedom to vent a little bit, like, you know, I don't like coming off the bench. I don't know that he said that, but they just have to be able to manage him because, you know, it's been shaky in the past with injuries and him batting the ball in bounds, and a couple years ago with him getting into it with Beeline and yelling at Sexton on the court. They just need to play nice, and Kevin needs to perform. And if he performs, they could both get what they want by the trade deadline. You know, closer to his contract ending, contenders loving him to come off the bench. But in order for that to happen, he has to play well in the minutes he's given, which he didn't do last year. He's coming off the injury, and he didn't do over the summer with Team USA. This has to be a year where people are looking at Kevin Love and saying, he's giving the Cavs exactly what they need. He still has something left in the tank. And a contender will come get him and give you something halfway decent for him.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com. Thank you, Sammy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Go Browns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.